Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, your beat is Annapolis. Of course, it's an election year, and so that people are trying to impress their constituents with the degree to which they realize what's important at the kitchen table, and obviously taxes comes up. So what's our blue state doing about taxes this year? Is it all surprising to you?
Well, you know, everybody likes tax cut in an election year. There are two that sort of stick out to me. One is the House and Senate leadership are backing bills to cut the state's estate tax. They want to raise the level up and make it the same as the federal level so that fewer people have to pay the estate tax.
Well, the federal level is $5
million? $5.3 million, yeah. So right now in Maryland, if your estate's worth more than $1 million, you have to pay the estate tax. They want to change it so that, you know, in a few years from now, they're going to sort of gradually step it up, but get it to that $5.3 million level. So, you know, a whole lot fewer estates will fall into that category. But right now, only
those of us with several million dollars would really be happy to hear that this is going on, I'm sure.
Well, sure. And this is what progressives say. You know, they say this is a handout to wealthy Marylanders in an election year.
People that write checks, actually.
People that write checks.
For campaign advertising, that's what I was thinking. I hope I'm not sounding too cynical.
Maybe just a tad. Well, but then the other argument is that, you know, hey, it's not actually that hard to get to $1 million if you take into account the house, equity in your house, if you take into account life insurance, if you take into account retirement savings, you know, that can add up to $1 million. And so, you know, this would make it easier for Marylanders who've earned their money and make them less likely to want to leave the state.
And the other tax issues before us are?
You know, in the governor's race, Doug Gansler is saying that we need to lower the corporate tax rate. You know, this is, again, something that Republicans have said for years. And there are six bills in the House and Senate right now from Republicans saying the same thing.
Well, and they're trying to keep money in the state, businesses in the state. We're competing with Virginia. Those are the arguments.
Exactly.
They're worth having those arguments.
It's the same argument. And Gansler says, you know, if we drop the current rate is 8.25%. If we drop that corporate interest rate to 6%, we're going to keep more businesses here. It's going to, you know, mean job growth. He says, you know, it's going to make more manufacturing want to come here or stay here. It's going to bring more cyber companies here as opposed to setting up in Virginia, you know, companies that are related to stuff happening in D.C. And so it makes us more competitive. And he also says that, you know, maybe there are some tax loopholes we can look at to cut. But, you know, previous fiscal notes on similar bills to cut the corporate tax rate have said this is, you know, $300 million that the general fund isn't going to have if we do this. And, you know, his opponent, Anthony Brown, says, you know, this math doesn't add up.
Is there interplay here, do you think, with the minimum wage issue?
Possibly. One of the folks from Progressive Maryland that I talked to said, you know, in a such a heavily Democratic state, a blue state, you know, maybe lawmakers are feeling like we need to give something to, you know, throw the business owners a bone. Say,
right,
you know, we're raising the minimum wage here, so, you know, maybe we'll do something to scratch your back too. And, you know, Doug Gansler, when I talked to him, said, you know, this cutting the corporate tax rate goes hand in hand with raising the minimum wage. You know, the two are both good for the economy, so let's do them together.
Chris, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure thing. Happy to be here.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.